Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We'll routine to call a scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're all come mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He, to serve the turtle! All rise for King to serve the turtle and the Knights of the Round Table!
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And and the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies, and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles, and organizing its powers in such form, as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new gods for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. Unless suspended in their operation, till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish their right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, after such dissolutions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative power, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of land. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amounts and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burned our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the work of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas, to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an indistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our...
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house, without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
Gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
trees. Can't be. They're tall enough.
He says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Come! The English are too many.
Scotland! I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Be the greatest night of our lives, but you're gonna let it be the worst.
And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life you won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you.
Well, I'm not going home.
We've got too far,
and I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails, but it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here, this far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before.
But that's fine. We'll just get tougher with it.
If a person grits his teeth and shows real determination,
failure is not an option.
That's how winning is done.
Believe me when I say
we can break this army here.
And win just one for the Gipper.
But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time,
you've got to get mad.
I mean plumb mad dog mean.
If you would be free men, then you must
fight to fulfill that promise. Let us
cut out their living guts
1 inch at a time.
And they will know what we can do.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions.
You're like a big bear, man.
This is your time.
Seize the day.
Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Watch the Chicago.
Who's with me?
Gentlemen in England, now abed, shall know my name is the Lord when I
tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
our Independence Day.
Yeah!
see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly.
dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great
fight
one.
Fight for Ireland. The fight for life. The fight for our right to an ordinary, decent life. So Ireland is paying out billions again. Or should I say the government, which does not at this time represent this country in any way, shape or form. We today remain leaderless. We remain cast adrift in a European sea of greed and corruption. These people talk about percentages and Eurozone and bailouts and conditions and balancing the banks. They don't talk about people and hospitals and lives and emigration and employment and survival. If a government is not for the people, then it is merely a vassal for vested, dark, despicable interests. And thus is the world until we as the Irish people defy this gross inequality we are being made to endure. Until we rise from every chair and every living room in this country, there is no difference today in color or religion or creed or class or wage. Whether you're a plumber or an actor or jobless or from Dalkey or Mayo or Cork, we need to align with the entire country. We need to stand up to greed and despicable inequality. Somewhere in Ireland, someone is contemplating suicide. Somewhere in Ireland, there is a hungry baby without his food and a mother weeping. Somewhere is a man being told he has no work. Somewhere in a traffic jam, a man is having a heart attack and no hospital to be brought to save his life. Somewhere in Ireland, a man is counting money and smiling. Somewhere in some distant European country, men with no souls make decisions by the pen that ruin another generation here. And somewhere, a cowardly TD in Dublin carries his filthy deeds like a weight, but ignores the destruction in his own heart. Are we truly brave? I do not believe in the heart that people here are cowards. I do believe we are looking for hope, a way to see a better life. As it stands now, we have no future. All that remains is for us to become one, for our ideas and differences to merge. Underneath the shame, the sadness and the fear, I think our countrymen and women have a power and a poetic strength. I think that we are noble, and we must claim this nobility. We must crush the fear in our waking souls. We have not come this far, through this much, in so many terrible centuries to be vanquished by men of the pen and the shirt and the tie and the greasy crunches of numbers. They will eat themselves, those who choose to keep us in a corner, taking all that is rightfully ours. We only have to acknowledge each other. We are brothers and sisters. We must rise above our bickering and look above. Look at the people who are truly destroying our lives. But also take a look in the mirror. Many of us feel, what can one man or one woman do? I have bills, I have responsibilities, I have children. Yes, you do. But you also have the same responsibilities to the people who have not yet been born here. To the older generation who sit in the cold with no heat. To the young boy or girl standing on the shore about to leave with a suitcase and a broken heart. We are the many, we are the few, and we are the one. I am proud to be Irish, but we must act on that pride. We must rise up peacefully, but with the force of our poetic hearts. We might be broke as a nation, but we are not broken our souls and as a people. We are an idea that is celebrated around the world, and we are beloved. Yet we need to show that love to the person next to us. We need to release our self-pity and turn it into compassion. We need to help each other. With each act of love, kindness and power, we as individuals will bind the vines of the millions of Irish together and form an indestructible rope of people power. Let us here and now, in this time, be the example to the world. Let us show each other on the globe that the Irish have a will, that the spirit that lies deep inside the soil of this earth is ready to be ignited, and a fire that is our hope will light across this country. We did not come through famine and oppression and loss and death for nothing. I think now of those who have so little. I think now of the ghosts of our past, the nameless graves that await our rising, the ones who never had a chance to become what they should have. I, for one, will not give up my dreams of an ordinary, beautiful life because of the endless greed of others. I hope we can join together. I hope we can turn this winter of fear into a dawn of a new life. I hope we can light a flame that will never be extinguished again. And I hope we can make the future generations proud of us. We are beautiful. We are an amazing people. And the time for fear is now over. We are the many, we are the few, and we are the one. Peace to you all.
And I tried hard to be proud of my service, but all I could feel was shame. When racism could no longer mask the reality of the occupation, these were people, these were human beings. I've since been plagued by guilt anytime I see an elderly man, like the one who couldn't walk, who we rolled onto a stretcher and told the Iraqi police to take him away. I feel guilt anytime I see a mother with her children, like the one who cried hysterically and screamed that we are worse than Saddam as we forced her from her home. I feel guilt anytime I see a young girl, like the one I grabbed by the arm and dragged into the street. We were told we were fighting terrorists. The real terrorist was me, and the real terrorism is this occupation. Racism within the military has long been an important tool to justify the destruction and occupation of another country. It has long been used to justify the killing, subjugation, and torture of another people. Racism is a vital weapon employed by this government. It is more important weapon than a rifle, a tank, a bomber, or a battleship. It is more destructive than an artillery shell, or a bunker buster, or a Tomahawk missile. While those weapons are created and owned by this government, they are harmless without people willing to use them. Those who send us to war do not have to pull a trigger or lob a mortar round. They do not have to fight the war, they merely have to sell the war. They need a public who is willing to send their soldiers into harm's way. They need soldiers who are willing to kill and be killed without question. They can spend millions on a single bomb, but that bomb only becomes a weapon when the ranks of the military are willing to follow orders to use it. They can send every last soldier anywhere on earth, but there will only be a war if soldiers are willing to fight. And the ruling class, the billionaires who profit from human suffering, care only about expanding their wealth, controlling the world economy, understand that their power lies only in their ability to convince us that war, oppression, and exploitation is in our interest. They understand that their wealth is dependent on their ability to convince the working class to die to control the market of another country. And convincing us to kill and die is based on their ability to make us think that we are somehow superior. Soldiers, sailors, marines, airmen have nothing to gain from this occupation. The vast majority of people living in the U.S. have nothing to gain from this occupation. In fact, not only do we have nothing to gain, but we suffer more because of it. We lose limbs, endure trauma, and give our lives. Our families have to watch flag-draped coffins lowered into the earth. Millions in this country without health care, jobs, or access to education must watch this government squander over $450 million a day on this occupation. Poor and working people in this country are sent to kill poor and working people in another country to make the rich richer. And without racism, soldiers would realize that they have more in common with the Iraqi people than they do with the billionaires who send us to war. I threw families onto the street in Iraq, only to come home and find families thrown onto the street in this country, in this tragic and unnecessary foreclosure crisis. We need to wake up and realize that our real enemies are not in some distant land. They're not people whose names we don't know and cultures we don't understand. The enemy is people we know very well and people we can identify. The enemy is a system that wages war when it's profitable. The enemy is the CEOs who lay us off from our jobs when it's profitable. It's the insurance companies who deny us health care when it's profitable. It's the banks who take away our homes when it's profitable. Our enemy is not 5,000 miles away. They are right here at home. If we organize and fight with our sisters and brothers, we can stop this war, we can stop this government, and we can create a better world.
I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty.
In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white.
Throughout humanity's existence on Earth, there have been rulers and there have been the slaves. Which line do you fall into? An easy question with a not so easy answer. The fact of the matter is that by merely being able to listen to the sound of my voice automatically puts you into what I call the real 1%. Nearly 7 billion souls on this tiny speck of sand in this universe, most of them, nearly 6.5 billion, try to scratch out a living on less than $2 per day. The disparity between the haves and have-nots is incredibly wide. Yet, you are the 1%. The 1% which has access to clean water, food, electricity, internet, education, the list goes on and on. Daily, we are conditioned to make money, pay our taxes, because it's patriotic. Buy things we really don't need and to teach our children to do the exact same thing. We live in a world where they're told our personal self-worth is measured by the money we have and the things we own, sometimes not realizing we really don't own anything. After all, we can't take any of it with us when we leave this little speck of dust at the end of the day. We're made to believe that we are unfortunate to those who have more wealth than we do. We are made to believe that because of this disparity, we are the downtrodden, the disadvantaged, without ever looking at the full picture. We are tricked in divisiveness between left and right, between him and her, us and them, between black and white, where there really is no black and white, just many shades of gray. And yet we still run on a treadmill like little rats in a cage. We wake up, we work, we pay tax, we go home, we buy stuff to fill an empty hole in our souls. And the cycle repeats. Instead of doing a more intelligent thing of downsizing, doing with less and helping fellow humanity, we keep running on the treadmill. Bigger houses, fancier cars, bigger TVs. The biggest step to finding a solution is to realize a problem exists. The next step comes from within. I'm Kent Anderson, and you've been listening to The Show.
Oh, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Old King Shaziz the Terrible here. A lot of the good things in life get overshadowed by all the negativity that's going on out there in our world today. Throughout the history of time, you could hear there's a lot of brilliant speeches that's been said. A lot of people have tried to balance out the scales of justice to bring about freedom and positive change to the world. It's been an ongoing battle since the dawn of mankind. Here we are on the Knights of the Round Table number 171. Probably been a lot of brilliant words said on there from a lot of different knights, and maybe even myself might have said something profound. A lot of good words said, a lot of speeches made, things trying to make sense of all the craziness in the world. Even some tears shed here and there, you know. When we look out at our world today, and when we listen to everything from alternative media to the mainstream media to governments and just people in general, one would think that there wouldn't be any hope of actually solving all the problems of the world, to find the solutions and bring resolutions in a peaceful manner to everyone out there in need. There's a lot of stuff going on. According to what we're told, there's people in the world suffering, there's children starving, there's disease and famine and plagues and pestilence and pollution. A lot of miseries and a lot of woes that get talked about all the time. A lot of individuals going through a lot of personal struggles in their lives. There's just so much to say, and it seems like not enough time to hear it, and sometimes it even falls on deaf ears. And the greatest speeches of all mankind, of all times, have been shouted to all four points of the compass from every highest point of the world. We did an episode called Shout It From the Mountain, where we offered everybody out there, every person, every man, woman, child, to come to the microphone and speak their piece. To shout it out to the world, to tell them, you know, how they felt, what needed to be done, their thoughts, their opinions, their views, their life stories, their loves, their talents. ShazizRadio.com is a platform for the people, but it's only as good as the people that's willing to use it. It's only as good as the people willing to stand up and get in front of a microphone and try to sort things out with one another. Otherwise, it's just a speck in the vast matrix of the internet itself. In a never-ending flood of dots and dashes, ones and zeros, and digital information. Posted a story sometime back about my dog. When my dog passed away, I sat there for 2 days and I hung out with him. And I posted a story about it, and I pretty much stated in the story, I said, I know that this story is going to get washed downstream, but I just want to put it out there, you know, the love that I had for my dog and what it meant to me. I'm sure it can be found again. But for the most part, the information that was passed out there to everybody out there, which was a shout from my heart to the world to point something good out that came out of something bad and vice versa, that it would just get washed downstream unless somebody just happened by it and clicked on it and looked at it and hit the like button and sent it to somebody else who got to see it. There's a lot of individuals out there that spend their time and their free time to get on the microphones and shout it out to the world and try to rally the troops, so to speak, to try to give that speech that's going to motivate and get people going towards making something better for this world. I don't know if the world is as bad as they say it is. I do understand and recognize that there are a lot of good in this world that gets overshadowed by all the negativity. A lot of potential. When I look at this earth of ours, I see beauty. I see amazing stuff. I see just an awesome creation. It's a work of art. And when I understand the workings of this world, and I see that there is so much potential to literally bring about a utopia, heaven on earth, so to speak. But it would take the wisdom of men and women from all over the globe to realize that the mistakes that we've all made in the past, they're not going to cut it. We can't continue to repeat all of the mistakes that we've made. We can't continue to fight wars amongst each other. A lot of things have been done that I personally don't agree with, that throughout history, that a lot of individuals were persecuted for either their color or their beliefs or their culture. And I'm sure that most of you out there listening can agree that you wouldn't persecute somebody because of their color or their spiritual beliefs or their culture. I think that for the most part, the majority of all humanity are good individuals caught up in a world of chaos, a flood of information coming from all different directions. Those out there who lead these nations and countries, towns and cities, and states, at some point they might have it right, but for the most part, they feed off of information that was sent to them either by nefarious ways or through deceit. And they make their decisions accordingly. But there has to come a point in time when a man has to take responsibility for his own personal choices in life, his own actions. There has to come a time when the people of the world decide that enough is enough. There's no reason for people to be starving in a world that has so much. The greed and the complexity and the corruption is and has and will become the downfall of mankind. It's been proven through history. The less moral a society becomes, the more violent they become. And the more people suffer. This planet is riddled with cemeteries of soldiers, civilians, and just average people that died of natural causes. And then some that died of not so natural causes, such as murder. So as I'm sitting here and I'm shouting out to the four points of the compass and I'm trying to speak common sense to the world and trying to formulate the proper words to say that will resonate with all the individuals that are listening, I find a little bit of lack of hope in my heart. A little bit of concern that there's no way at this point that we can actually turn this ship around and make this world a better place. then I have to catch myself, and I have to remind myself of the dream. We are the future. We're the future of our children and our children's children. We are those founding fathers and mothers of times past that set in play the histories that we all had to live through. We got to find some sort of common ground. We got to find some sort of resolution. We got to find some sort of way that the people's voice can actually be heard. At the beginning of this broadcast, I posted the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and some speeches and some brilliant words from a lot of different individuals. But at some point in time, when those voices from the past no longer echo in the minds and the hearts of man, when they quietly slip off into the great abyss, never to be noticed again, sometimes it bears repeating. Sometimes it needs to be re-said. We all have our different views on life. We all have our different spiritual journeys that we walk and our own paths in life. We have our own families that we try to raise and bring up to be good individuals. We try to put to lay the paving stones down for our children to have a smooth journey into their future in hopes that they will return that favor to somebody else. A lot of beauty gets overshadowed. And there are so many individuals out there that don't recognize nature in itself. When they throw that trash on the side of the road, out the car window, or go to the park and make a mess. Wouldn't it took them no time at all to pick it up and put it in the trash receptacle so that it gets hauled to the proper place, or recycled for that matter. There's always an option. To every problem out there, to every dilemma, there's always a solution. There's always a way to, at the very least, ease the pain and the burdens for somebody else and yourself. To find some sort of joint compromise to fix things. I put ShazizRadio.com together, not for myself, but for the dream, for the people of the world, for the idea that if we come together, if we can bring people from Scotland and Ireland and Canada, Russia and China and Korea and Japan, Mexico, if we can bring all these brilliant minds from all the different nations around the world, to the table, if we could, not under some sort of one world religion or under some sort of one world government, just under a one world idea. Just an idea. To find ways that we could benefit one another and help each other. On the United States Constitution, the three letters that stand out the most, the big bold letters right at the very top left-hand corner, says, "We the people." It doesn't say we the government, or we the king, or the queen, or we the dictators. It says we the people. And in my mind, it speaks volumes if you actually take the time to listen. At some point, a group of individuals felt that things were just so out of control and justice, the scales of justice were so far off balance that they had to do whatever they had to do in order to make things right. Call it the great experiment or call it whatever you want. United States of America, the actual vision of what it was about. And keep in mind, folks, I understand the histories. There's been a lot of terrible atrocities that's occurred throughout the entirety of the history of the United States of America. But it's a dream. It's the dream of all men being created equal. It's the dream of freedom, which in some people's mind never existed to begin with. But the patriots that laid their lives down to fight for the freedoms of others that they may never even meet in their entire life. And it's not centralized to just here in this country. It's in every nation. People that believe in justice and freedom, peace, hope, and love, and fairness. There are good people in every country. And a lot of times, unfortunately, their words get overshadowed or worse downstream in a never-ending flood of information. The distractions of life, the worries, the pains, the sufferings, the responsibilities, sometimes become too much for one man or woman to bear. Sometimes they become so discouraged that they feel it necessary to try to just get out, to try to end it all. When we gather together for the Knights of the Round Table and we put ideas on the table, there's always an open invitation for others to come out here with us and join us and do the same. And you might take note that there's been many, many times where old King Shaziz the Terrible sat around the table by himself because some of the knights got too busy with their life or was out slaying dragons. Or maybe even just lost hope. Lost sight of the vision. Though I don't mind sitting here by myself as long as I'm speaking words of common sense and not trying to babble on. I've read a lot of nasty comments before in the chat rooms. I've read a lot of nasty comments on my YouTube channel. I've watched as individuals will run around and they will try to discourage and just create havoc wherever they go. That's their source of enjoyment, their fun, their fulfillment in life. Regardless of the fact that for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. People get angry with one another and they fight amongst each other, and sometimes it escalates into a family feud and sometimes it escalates into war. But at the end of the day, the cycles are still the same. They still come full circle. Not just somebody loses, everybody loses. So ShazizRadio.com is going to be here as long as it can. It's going to be an opportunity, at least in some little brief instance of time, for people to come to the table. And it doesn't have to be this table that you come to. Put your own table together. Put your own round table. In your own communities. And bring the brilliance and the talents and the gifts to the table from all your people. You know, when the time for talking is over, then the time for war is at hand. So me preferably, I prefer to try to keep the conversation going as long as possible, try to keep the speeches being heard, trying to keep a voice of reason in a system of total chaos and corruption. Because my ultimate agenda, my ultimate outcome, my ultimate goal is for peace, love, and hope to reign supreme. I don't subscribe to the fact that people in this world are terrible. There are terrible people that do terrible things. But I think that the majority of all the individuals out there are capable of both good and bad. There's a lot of people out there that have so much to say, that they have so much to share, and they just need to be heard. I'm offering that microphone, at least on a small scale. In the grand scheme of things, Shaziz Radio is just a speck of dust out there in the mass matrix of the internet. But it's a start. And if some of our words can resonate with somebody else out there, and they choose to take the message on and go somewhere else and tell somebody else, it's the positive pebbles that are thrown in the pond that ripple out, that affect everybody in that pond. That's what the vision is. That's what the dream. I know that myself and even a lot of people on here feel like nothing that we do matters. That we're not being heard enough. That we're not getting our message across to the world. I wished I had a megaphone loud enough that the entire world could hear these shows. I wish that somebody who had a more powerful system could stand me in front of a microphone and I could shout it out to the world. Not because I got all the answers in the world, but because I got something to say. And I feel like I want to be heard, just like a lot of other people out there feel like they need to be heard. For truth and justice to reign supreme, it's going to take good men and women all over the planet to stand up when it's time to stand up, to speak up when it's time to speak up, to find ways to share with one another all the things that, in my belief, our Creator has given us. This world is so amazing. And a lot of it gets overshadowed. A lot of talents go by the wayside that nobody hears. There's a lot of people out there that are brilliant, that should be heard. In my mind, everyone out there has a potential to be a star. I do believe in the dream. Until it's all over and there's no chance of hope, no chance of ever making anything better. Until I become so discouraged that I just don't want to talk anymore. I'll keep Shaziz Radio alive. I'll offer this platform for those folks out there that want to try to make the world a better place. I'll advertise your cause on here freely, free of charge. Anything that you do to try to put a positive pebble in the pond to send more ripples of peace, hope, and love and assistance and all the good things to somebody else out there. There's some folks that live for the doom and gloom and the next doomsday. When's the next doomsday on the calendar? When's the next Planet X coming in? When's the next meteor or asteroid going to hit the Earth? When's the next mega earthquake or the next volcano? When's World War III starting? I submit to the world that the best time to stop any tragedy is before it occurs. The truth and wisdom that comes out of some of the people's mouths in this world, brilliance and things that should be heard, Sometimes it just gets overlooked. Sometimes, like that story that I told about my dog, it got washed downstream. We have to find a way, starting from our own families, to get past everything that holds us back to doing what's right, for allowing our children to have a good life, a good education, and a chance at a decent future. You know, when I look around at the youth of today and I think, well, am I looking at this individual that someday may go to war and not come back? Am I looking at this individual that may die in a car accident or by the hands of some criminal? I say this to people all the time. You never know when the last time that you're going to see anyone. And so, the words that you speak to that individual, the actions that you portray, they need to be your best. If the last thing that you said to somebody was something terrible, or you treated them poorly, you don't get a second opportunity to go back and make things right. Life can be wonderful. It comes with a lot of responsibility. You know, there's folks out there that say freedom isn't free. I'm truly not even sure whether or not we've ever had true freedom. I'm surely not sure about whether or not we've ever even had any rights. Now, of course, the common conception is that our rights are God-given, with the exception of those who don't believe that there even is a God. But once again, each and every individual owns their own life, according to common decency at least, and nobody has the right to take that away. So here on the Knights of the Round Table, we talk about a lot of things, sometimes bad, sometimes funny, sometimes important, sometimes not so important. But we invite all you to come to the microphone to become a Knights of the Round Table, an honorary knight, just by showing up in the chat rooms. If you go over to www.shazizradio.com/superchat.html, there's two chat rooms in one. One of them for the Awake Radio side, one for the Shaziz Radio side. Two small networks that come together quite some time ago and decided to try to work in conjunction with one another, and we actually had other networks that joined in as well. And the word spread here and there, and more networks came. And before too long, we had a pretty decent platform to talk on. We had a lot of individuals who really cared. We met a lot of wonderful people from around the world. We put a lot of good information on the table. We've had a few disagreements, shared a few tears, shared some laughs, shared life stories, links to good information. But the platform is only as good as the people willing to use it. The people who believe in the message that spread the links to their social medias and such. I believe there is hope for this world. And I know that that hope starts with you. You, the individual. Not everyone out there is in good health or good spirits or whatever it takes to actually get the energy to motivate. Excuse me. I had to take a drink of my coffee. Sometimes it's good to have a full table of Knights of the Round Table around so that you're not choking on yourself. Sometimes it's a lot of effort just to get up in the morning to do what it is that I do here. But my hopes is that if I hold out long enough, if I stand around, if I keep on doing what it was that I started off to do to begin with, that the message would still resonate somewhere out there in this world. And so therefore, the podcasts are uploaded for all the shows. There's even more from the past that I'm going to need to re-upload. 171, I think I said a minute ago. 171 shows. It's quite a bit. A lot of brilliant speeches out there. A lot of wonderful individuals. We know that there's a lot of things going on. We know that there's a lot of corruption out there. But to think yourself to be powerless against it all is what those who are in charge want you to think. If you stand with your brothers and sisters around the world, you can do it in a peaceful manner to get the attentions of those in charge, to understand that hey, you know, we got to fix this. I'm not sure how much longer I'll be on this planet. But for the time that I am here, I'm going to try to keep on saying the things that I say. I'm going to try to be living my life by example. So I'm not always perfect. I'm just human, just like everybody else. When I see some goodness in the world, I want to point it out. So that things don't get totally overshadowed. I'm going to start by taking a music break here. And I want you to hear something, but I really want you to hear it. I don't want you just to listen to it. I want you to hear it. It's one individual out there named Eric Johnson, guitar player. Amazing guitar player. This clip, the sound clip is called Cliffs of Dover. But you really got to hear it. Listen to it. The brilliance, the talent that went into this music is just a fraction of what this world and these people on this world are capable of. Songs are powerful. Words are powerful. Actions are powerful. And everybody has some sort of gift, no matter who you are. I want you to listen to this. And I hope you enjoy it like I do.
Thank you. heavens above, more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
understand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Yeah.
dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one.
Hello everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table with old King Shaziz the Terrible. If the kings and the queens and the leaders and the presidents and the people can humble themselves before their fellow brothers and sisters around the world and be servants to the community and good caretakers of one another, then all is right in the kingdom. All is right in the world. When the scales of justice are balanced out and everybody has the opportunity to live happily ever after, then the possibilities are endless of what we could actually accomplish together with one another. We spent many a days talking to one another from all over, from many different nations, different cultures and different religions and different backgrounds and beliefs and political views. We've even had some interesting accents, including my own. The one thing stands true, that until people come to the table of peace, until they are able to understand that all the past mistakes that we've made, we can't go back and change those. We can only move forward from this point on to try to never repeat those again. We can bring about some good positive hope and change to the world. Not the political version of it, not the politician's fancy speech that got him elected in office. The true meaning of truth and justice and freedom that lives within every human being out here on this planet. We all know that there's need in the world that needs to be addressed. We know that there's suffering that needs to be taken care of. to ease the burdens of our brothers and sisters is to actually ease the burdens of ourselves. When we talk about throwing the positive pebbles in the pond, and one little tiny pebble in the grand scheme of things isn't much. But I also kind of liken it to the pennies in the jar concept. You start off with one penny and you throw it in the jar, and it's not nothing. It's not significant. Just one penny. Doesn't have any buying power. But if over the years you continue to put pennies in that jar, sooner or later it starts to overflow. And the same thing could be applied with these positive pebbles in the pond that we send out to the world. These shows, Knights of the Round Table and the Mad Science, are forever immortalized out there in the great vast internet. And if you find one of those shows that you like and you agree with it and you pass it on, that's another positive pebble in the pond. The chance that somebody else might hear a message of hope and peace and love. Some good information that they can benefit from. This platform together was put together for just that reason. To show just a little example of what one man can accomplish when he reaches out and talks to with respect and love to other men and women around the world. With all differences aside, and our decisions and our opinions and our common sense and our just common decency. When we bring all that together to the table, and we manage to work together, and somebody hears that message, it could very well make the difference. It could make or break their day. You know, I talk about on my radio show all the time that I want to put out a respectful show. I don't want a lot of cursing, and I actually don't want any cursing. It might be a child, or my grandma, or my mom, or your mom, or maybe the pastor of your church. Be listening in on the show. And to chase people away from the table, to chase people away from the platform, is counterproductive to what our ultimate goal is here at ShazizRadio.com. If you don't like these shows, but you do like the concept, then go out and start your own network. Build your own round tables. Start your own community groups where you can get together and study and learn and help one another. We've seen throughout the history of time that our elected officials don't seem to be able to get their act together, whether it be because of all these special interest groups that like to get in there and bribe and blackmail and do whatever it is that they do to further their own agenda. We have groups like the United Nations, who supposedly at the underlying of it all is, you know, there for the people to unite the world in one common goal, to protect everyone. But for whatever reason, it seems to fail. We talk about borderless nations, to where anybody can roam about freely. At the same time, you have governments that put a stranglehold on the people. And the true price of freedom that has been paid for by the blood of patriots throughout the entirety of the history of this country alone, and yours. Those who believed in the dream that fought to preserve that freedom and peace. For all of their hard work and all of their sacrifice, their blood, sweat, and tears, and national treasures, the war is to end all wars, yet here we are today. We're still having the same conversations, and humanity hasn't moved forward into the ultimate enlightenment of what we could actually accomplish if we worked together. A lot of brilliant speeches throughout the history of time. Like I said before, get washed down the stream. The never-ending flood of information that is the internet, the matrix, the great abyss. Outside my door, I don't know how bad the world is. What I do know is that what I see with my own two eyes, there is a lot of good that gets overshadowed by the darkness. And it's for us, the good people of the world, to bring that goodness to light. To bring the hope and the ideas and the dreams and the solutions to the table. If you think about the concept of the round table, its ultimate purpose is so that there is no head of the table. Its ultimate purpose is so that the king sitting with the knights, sitting with the queens, and so on and so forth, they stand on equal footing to mutually come together and agree to disagree in a respectful manner and sort things out, work through the problems that exist, and find ways and then enact the solutions that need to be done in order to make this world more tolerable for those that are in need and suffering. We do what we do and we say what we say week after week on the Knights of the Round Table because we have a heart, and inside that heart is caring, and hopefully the seeds that we sow will grow into something that someday that somebody can enjoy the fruits of our labor. You are your brother's keeper. You are the caretakers of this wonderful world that we've been gifted. And if somehow, some way, whether it be via divine intervention or some epic event, that people could actually come together and see that dream for themselves and realize that all these things that we've tried in the past, they failed. Wars never brought peace. Arguing and fighting amongst each other in greed and selfishness never brought about a better world. A lot of us live in a grand illusion of things that are okay, that this world is fine. The government's got this. The world has got this. We're all right. Don't worry, just be happy. But you have to weigh out what you see before your eyes and what you have in your mind and in your heart. You have to weigh it out. And you have to find out whether or not it's justifiable that you leave this type of world behind for the children that are to come. One man doesn't have all the answers to all the problems of the world. But a little bit of common sense and wisdom can go a long way when there are those out there who are in agreement, who feel the same. The wars, the rumors of wars, the plagues, the famines, the pestilence, the doomsday scenario, the apocalyptic views on life, they were all written about. Not just in the book that I read, but in many books. The stories of woe have been told in movies and radio shows, and word of mouth and around the campfires. The knowledge and wisdom that could be gained from just paying attention to listening. Not always standing up and having to have the floor to speak, but to listen. The understanding. You know, there's a radio show that plays on Awake Radio. Well, they pass around the talking stick and they give each other some courtesy to be the one that's speaking. I admire that show. While I don't always agree with all the views and all the stories of whatever show that I am listening to, what I admire about that show is the fact that they put everybody on an equal footing. Just like here on the Knights of the Round Table. Individuals that take time out of their own lives to try to, at least at the very least, preach peace and hope and love. If only we could get these messages out to the entire world, for the entire world to hear it. There's so many people out there in this world, numbered in the billions. And each and every one of them have a message to be shared. And we could sit around our campfires and we could talk about things and we could sort things out. We could work through all the problems that mankind has endured throughout the history of time. And hopefully the ultimate dream would be to come to the realization that we can't do this alone. We have to have one another. You know, there's a saying out there that no greater gift is it that somebody would lay down their life for someone else. I don't believe we have to die in order to make the world a better place. But I do believe that there has to come a time when we need to humble ourselves before our brothers and sisters and become servants to the community. Not before our leaders or some dictator. Not before some one world government or some one world religion. But under the concept of a one world idea. That all men are created equal and are endowed with irreplaceable, irremovable, inalienable rights to freedom and justice and the chance just to survive. We talk about freedom and we talk about sovereignty. We talk about injustice. But it has to start somewhere. It can't start with just one speech. There has to be many speeches. There have to be people in all different directions pointing out all the goodness of this world. There have to be people standing up when it's time to stand. To sing when it's time to sing. To speak when it's time to speak. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in, to fight when it's time to fight. In defense of what's right. It's never been good to fight over resources. It's never been good to see all of these things that all these nations dispute with one another. Peace never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. at some point in time, there has to be a resolution. There has to be a remedy for the people. I made the fatal radio error of looking over at the chat room in the middle of a talk, and I read a comment in there from an anonymous, an Anon0750. It said something about, let me see if I can find it again. It felt something about feeling like they're at church. Here it is. What I am going to learn. What am I going to learn? Sounds like I'm at church. And Stephen Gibbons posted, we discuss the problems of the world on the Knights of the Round Table and try to find out solutions. If you wanted alternative energy, Anon, that's on Saturday. Yeah, we do a whole lot more here than just alternative energy. And even the concept of the alternative energy in and of itself, which we have all the answers. We have every single solution to every single problem in existence, whether for the entire green energy, alternative energy, clean renewable energy. We have the capabilities and the technology to resolve the so-called energy crisis of the world. But it takes the same thing that it's going to take for us to make this world a better place and to get these people to stop fighting over the resources such as oil and whatever. It takes good men and women from all over the planet, from every nation, to come together to resolve these issues. If I sound like I'm preaching, then so be it. I have to say what's on my mind. I have to say what's on my heart. And the microphone is open for you, the individual out there that want to come to the table and say what's on yours. The only thing that we've ever asked here on ShazizRadio.com is that when you come to the table, you be respectful in your language and the way that you treat people. Because the idea is to bring the people to the table to find the solutions and enact the solutions and get things done, to throw those positive pebbles in the pond that's going to make our world a better place. Take the time to go over to the Knights of the Round Table podcast page and just look at the mission statement of the Knights of the Round Table. If you go up there at the main menu up there, there's a Knights of the Round Table to the chat room. There's a Knights of the Round Table podcast link underneath that. Little drop down menu. And just look around. Listen to some of the old podcasts. And if you believe in what it is that we're talking about and you want to share that message with the world, utilize your social media and show people. Bring them to the table, because somebody out there has a better answer than I got. Somebody has the solution, and together, all of us are the missing pieces of the puzzle that will fix this world if we give it a chance. I pointed out in this video a lot of stuff, this podcast, a lot of stuff. I pointed out some speeches that have been given out throughout the history of time. I pointed out the U.S. Constitution and some good music. If you was listening earlier and you heard that music about Eric Johnson, that Eric Johnson playing the guitar, you just think about, that's just one person out there, one person with some really brilliant talent that put together a musical that just, it was amazing. We get trolled a lot on this channel. I get trolled a lot on my YouTube. People don't understand what it is that I'm trying to say to them. They don't understand what I'm trying to point out. And sometimes they just make the situation worse. And sometimes it's because they enjoy the controversy. They enjoy the spreading of negativity. Some, for some sick reason. Instead of going out and doing something positive in the world, they find enjoyment in causing problems with everyone else. When at the end of the day, when it all comes down to it, and they're truly in need, they reach out for people like myself and all these people on these different radio shows and stuff. They reach out for us for help. Hey brother, I'm hungry. Can you help me out? Hey brother, my lights are off. My car's broke down. Well, I hate to do it, man, but I'm gonna have to. Ban somebody from the chat room. Delete all their comments. Folks, I tried. I try to throw positive pebbles in the pond. I try to do the right thing. I try to say the right words. I try to do something to make this world a better place for everybody. I try to balance out the scales of justice. I try not to force my beliefs on nobody. I just try to point out the common sense. Things that need to be done to fix this world. And I, by myself, is just one man. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the solutions. I got a lot that's to offer to the world, and I'm just trying to give it in the best way that I can. And I get frustrated, and I get aggravated, I get sad, I shed a few tears. Because if the world outside my door is as bad as folks would have us believe, then we got problems. If there's a starving baby here in the year 2016, and we, with all our technology and equipment and skills and resources, can't get over there and resolve that once and for all, then we as humanity have a serious problem. A motivational speech is just that if nobody's willing to listen, if it falls on deaf ears and we can't get some sort of action, some sort of resolve to making this more than just a speech. If we can't bring peace to the land, if there's no peace in my backyard, then there's no peace in your backyard. All I want for the world is something better than the things I've witnessed throughout my life. All I want for everybody out there is a chance to survive. A chance to live a decent life, to be able to raise their families in peace and harmony. and freedom. I've only got before me what information I've been passed down. I sit in front of a copy of the Constitution. My Holy Bible. A picture of my grandfather from World War II. And I talk through an old raggedy microphone through an old raggedy computer system that goes out into the matrix, and I shout my words to the wind in hopes that something I say makes a difference. And if it's all for nothing, then so be it. At least I stepped up to the microphone and said what it needed to be said, even if it's been said so many times before. There are voices right now all over this planet shouting to all four points of the compass. There are radio shows, there are people, there are individuals, there are people all over shouting from the mountain. They're shouting their messages out because they understand that something is not right in the world, that the scales of justice are tipped the wrong way. And if all they have is a microphone, I submit to each and every one of you, it's better than a gun. Because when the talking stops and the bullets begin to fly, it's not only too late, but we all have lost. You go back in time and you think about the reason why all the wars ever happened, and you follow it back to its roots, you'll find the evil. But what you'll rarely find on the front lines is anybody but the average Joe, who for whatever reason believes in the cause enough to be willing to lay down life and liberty for the pursuit of justice and freedom. I'd like to think that I stand with the good people of the world, and that I stand for a just cause, trying to move our world into a better future for the children that are to come. I just want the same thing you want. I just want to bring about the positive, real change. The peace, hope, and love that we all talk about. And maybe the reality is I do sound like I'm preaching. Maybe the reality is I am. But at this stage in the game, I don't know what else to do. I don't have the armies to conquer the world, nor would I want to. I don't want to bring to another nation weapons of war that's going to put upon them the same miseries that I despise. The Knights of the Round Table is your platform, if you choose to use it. And if you don't, but you still believe in the dream, and pick up the microphone and start shouting your words to the people. Give them some sort of message of hope. So you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I'm going to play us up out of here with one last song. I don't know what it is about this song, but I kind of like it. I hope that something I said today plants a seed of hope and love in your heart, and you'll share this podcast with somebody. Take care, everybody.
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. No friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. It's fair thee well, my own lover. I never expect to see you again. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunday Valley. For many years where I may lay. Sleeping in my grave, while he is sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger, my face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Woman, man, ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How do you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet!
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet! I order you to be quiet!
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't...
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram along.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Hee hee, hee hee. King Shazir's the Terrible. All rise for King Shazir the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.